Some people just need a reality check when it comes to understanding their retirement. Well, today on the podcast, we'll explore why a realistic approach to retirement, inclusive of financial planning and the potential for unexpected challenges, is crucial here on Retirement Success Blueprint. There are many factors that contribute to success: skill, good work habits, positive mental attitude, and of course, proper planning. So let's head to the drafting table and get this Retirement Success Blueprint underway with Michael Stewart of Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. I'm your co-host, Mark Killian. Let's get started. Welcome into the podcast, folks. Michael Stewart and I here once again to talk investing, finance, and retirement. Mike is the founder at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And of course, as always, if you've got some questions, need some help from something you hear on our podcast or any other, always check with a qualified pro like Mike and his team. Find them online at crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. What's going on, my friend? How you doing this week?
I'm doing excellent. Yeah. You know, they talk what April showers bring May flowers. Well, that's waiting for the May flowers.
Yeah. Well, she'll be getting inundated with down here where I'm at. Some showers is good because it washes off all the ridiculous amount of pollen that goes everywhere. Many people who've seen some of those pictures from down in the South, whenever the pollen goes crazy in late March, early April, it's just green everywhere. It's like when it rains, it looks like pea soup running down the street. It's crazy. But we're going to talk about some expectations versus reality. I mean, if we're using that topic, Mike, the expectation is I'd like to not have my face fall off every day from the amount of pollen. But the reality is that it's going to do it. So, you know, that's the same kind of idea. So let's talk about that from a financial standpoint, my friend. You know, got to manage those expectations. And Lord knows, in the inundated media world that we live in of today, managing your expectations could be challenging.
No, absolutely. I mean, just because every TV commercial about retirement shows people on a beach in a boat, that doesn't actually mean that that's everybody's retirement reality. What you need to do is really understand what retirement looks like for you. And in my latest book, Purpose-Based Investing and Retirement Success Blueprint, in the two books, I talk about retiring to something, which means knowing why you're retiring. You're not just retiring to get away from work, but you're actually retiring because there's things you want to do going forward. You want to volunteer, you want to travel, you want to spend time with the grandkids, whatever that happens to be. Mm-hmm. So you need to manage your expectations on, well, then what level of income do I need? How much risk should I take? And then kind of balance that so that you can get the retirement that's right for you, not some cookie cutter version that, you know, the media has out there.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and speaking of, as a matter of fact, so as Mike mentioned, he co-authored the book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. That's available on Amazon. If you'd like to check that out, type that in the search box, Purpose-Based Investing, in the search box on the Amazon. Check that out. So if you're talking about managing expectations, right, we covered that a little bit, but then how do you go about like accounting for those changes to the expectations within your expenses, for example?
Yeah, the big thing that's going to change is really a lot of things are going to change from an expense standpoint. So, you know, when you're working, you had health insurance coming out of your paycheck, likely you wound up, you know, you're paying Social Security, Medicare, state tax, or even withholding federal income tax. Oh, yeah. Now, all of a sudden, you know, you are the employer, you are yourself. So what happens is now you're responsible for health insurance, let's say if you're on the marketplace because you're not Medicare age yet, or if you're paying for your own Medicare. In addition to that, you're going to have other costs that are going to be associated with it. You got a little bit more time on your hands, right? So are you going to be golfing more? Are you going to be traveling more? All of those things are going to wind up taking income. So you need to have a pretty good idea. We don't like to call it budget in our practice. We call it spending plan, because people like to spend. Nobody likes to budget.
Well, for sure, right? I mean, everybody loves that idea much better. But I mean, maybe you're one of these fortunate folks too, Mike, who have things paid for by the company you work at, right? Maybe they're paying for your cell phone bill, or they've given you a car. So all that stuff could shift as well. And you've got to manage those expectations for those costs as well.
No, absolutely. Because what winds up happening is, you know, some of these kind of side expenses you may not have even, you know, been incurring. Like you said, it could have been from your employer, but now all of a sudden you still have them on a go forward basis. So where is that coming from in relation to your spending plan and in relation to your income plan as well?
You know, and I imagine most people that have that hopefully are thinking about, and then when that goes away. But just like anything in life, sometimes you get into a groove, right? And you go, oh. I'm going to lose that too. You know, so it's all this, but you know, then you try to find the offset of stuff like, well, okay, but I'm no longer driving, so the gas is better, you know, maybe especially if you're, you know, or even if it's not even just gas, just sitting in traffic for an hour, you know, or whatever it is. So, you know, those things kind of can be good as well. But It also keeps you from maybe eating out or sitting. I used to be really bad years and years ago. I used to have this terrible commute, and I would pull into a fast food place and grab something to munch on during I knew what was going to be like an hour, hour and a half drive. And that was not good for the waistline, right? So that also, but also the wallet, right? Because it adds up as well. So anyway, account for those changing expenses, Mike. And then also, once you've done that, now get ready to adjust and pivot.
Oh, yeah, you have to be able to adjust. I mean, there's a quote from Mike Tyson out there. You know, everybody's got a plan till they get punched in the mouth.
I wonder if Jake Paul has that plan.
We'll see this summer, right? That's when they go through it. Yeah, so it's crucial to actually have a plan in place, but it also has to be liquid enough or fluid enough to be able to change as your circumstances change. So when you go through and you say, okay, I'm going from the accumulation stage in my life. I've been saving money from my 20s, my 30s, my 40s, my 50s. And now that I'm approaching retirement or I'm in retirement, mm-hmm. now I'm in the distribution phase of my life, which is less about how do I grow this money to the sky and more about how do I protect it? How do I get an income that I can't outlive? If something happens to me, is my spouse going to be okay? If that's an important thing for you. So you need to be able to have a plan that can adjust with just what life's going to throw at you. And the biggest thing on that is, if you think about longevity, somebody that retires in their early 60s, they may need this money to last for another 30 years. So in longevity, it's not just the fact that you're living longer. It's that as you are living longer, a lot of bad things can happen along the way. You can get multiple stock market crashes. You can get interest rates going up and down, taxes going up and down, healthcare events, good and bad happening across the way. So you need to be able to have a plan that's actually going to allow you to adjust as you go so it can keep you on track. And that's really the benefit of having an actual plan itself.
Yeah, for definitely. You know, you got to be ready to adjust. And, you know, thinking about that Mike Tyson quote, and if you're not familiar with what Mike and I were just talking about as far as on the podcast, he's coming out of retirement and fighting a guy, you know, what, half his age later on this summer. And there's many people, Mike, who say it's, you know, it's boxing's gotten super fake now. It's probably going to all be, you know, fairly kind of rigged. But do you want to take that chance? Like, I don't know about you, but I don't want to take that chance because the videos of Mike Tyson training, you know, right now at 57 years old are pretty darn impressive and some of the things he's hitting. And I don't know if I want to take that risk, you know, so thinking about finance, I don't know if I want to take that risk of getting punched in the mouth by Mike Tyson. And just like, I don't want to take the risk of not having, you know, proper, all that stuff lined out and getting those expectations of where I need them to be.
No, exactly. And that just at this stage of your life, you can't take that risk anymore. The same way you could take a punch when you were younger, but maybe you can't now.
Yeah, this kid's 27. I think that he's going to, you know, be taking Mike's punches and, you know, and maybe he can take it. Maybe he can't. I don't know. You know, who knows? But I know at 52, there's no way I'm taking those punches. I'm not taking that risk. So, you know, look, at the end of the day, just don't be too proud to ask for some help. Get some help, especially when you're, because it is a gear. It's a heck of a gear shift to switch from, you know, working and going into retirement. And sometimes we get these nice dreams and expectations ahead of time while we're still working, which is great. But just make sure that, you know, you've got that help so that when you finally that day comes and you walk through across that threshold, the reality doesn't punch you in the mouth.
Yeah. And the reason a lot of people need professional financial help. So not just professional help like therapy and those kind of things, but professional financial help like what we do at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial is because everything changes. And what I mean by that is, you know, you spent your entire life, the last 30 or 40 years, just being a saver. You've been working, you're putting your head down, you're saving money in a 401k, maybe saving in the bank, just doing all the right things to get you to this stage. But now all of a sudden, as I mentioned before, it's about protecting it. It's about getting income off of it, no longer saving it to grow. Although that's important, what's more important is that this money has to now give you supplemental income for the rest of your life. And at the same time, other nuances change. Things like your taxes are going to completely change. Healthcare is going to completely change. Not only where you get it, like is it from Medicare or the marketplace, but also things like long-term care, home-based healthcare, assisted living. How do you mitigate the potential impact for you, your finances, your family associated with that? Even things as simple as, do I have the right estate planning documents in place? Mm. Do I name the trust, the wills, the power of attorneys? What happens to my house? How do I avoid probate? All of those questions, a lot of the things that maybe you didn't really give a lot of thought to in your working years, but now that you're getting close to retirement, you're in retirement, you know, because there's no negative stigma out there if somebody's going to go see the doctor. They just realize that they've got to pay him because they're a professional. Somebody needs to get, you know, a new transmission in their vehicle. That's okay. They understand they're going to pay a mechanic. At the same time, though, individuals say, well, I'm not sure if I really need an advisor. And what I tell clients is, you know, now in our practice, We've got a legal team we work with in-house that does estate planning documents for clients. We have a CPA, enrolled agents on staff. We'll do over 600 tax returns, so we have a tax practice in-house. We also, of course, are fiduciary financial planners, and all of that is bundled into our advisory fees. You know, and for us, for households under $2 million, it's 1% is the advisory, and that covers almost all those services, you know, not just the investment side. And if you're over 2 million, you're 5 million, those things, then of course the fees go down a little bit. But why that's important is if it truly just comes down to, I don't know if I want to pay you 1%, Mike, that seems like a lot. I just say, okay, well, let's just, you know, strip it away and say, investments alone, could we do 1% better than you or not do 1% worse? Mm. And really, that's what it comes down to. And especially when you layer in tax planning, estate planning, risk management, distribution planning, which accounts you're actually going to take this income from in the most tax efficient way, that is definitely worth the extra 1%. But so many people are trying to do it on their own. And by the time they come in and see us, a lot of time it's too late.
Yeah.
You know, so be proactive about it, get that plan together and get some good professional fiduciary advice as well.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great point. That's a really fantastic way of laying that out there, Mike, because it is easy to kind of sit back sometimes and think, well, where can I, you know, cut this or save this or whatever? There's so much DIY in the world, but there's just a few places where what you don't know really can hurt you. And in this case, to your point, it could be too late. So why not go through that conversation and find out if it is the right fit for you? And as he mentioned, you know, Crystal Lake Tax and Financial is that one-stop shop with the CPA, the enrolled agent, paralegal, you know, all that stuff going on. So come on in for a consultation and work on that blueprint for yourself if you'd like to get started or reach out to them or need some help, have some questions. CrystalLakeTax.com is where you can go. CrystalLakeTax.com. And while you're there, drop a line into the podcast or the team and ask some questions that you'd like to get answered. And we take some of those and we turn them into questions here on the podcast. So we got Jacob and Elgin had sent one in. Mike, we'll wrap it up with this. About a year ago, I'd looked at moving some money into an annuity that would have protected my funds from loss, but I never actually did it. Now the market has been up since then. This move seems even more appealing. Am I looking at these things the right way?
Yeah, Jacob, that's a great question. It's one we answer pretty much on a daily basis with clients, and not just specific to annuities, but just, you know, reallocating in general, good markets, bad markets, those kind of things. So Jacob, I'll approach it in two different ways with you. So first and foremost, it's what does your plan say? How much risk should you take? Should you not take? What rate of return do you need? That should really dictate if an annuity even makes sense in your plan. And folks out there, when you hear the word annuity, it just means there's an insurance company involved somewhere, not good or bad. Some people love annuities, some people hate them. I don't care either way. I just like what they can do in the right circumstances. So Jacob, I'll answer the question. So let's go into the assumption, since you were considering it before, you just didn't pull the trigger, that an annuity did make sense for you. So I'm just going to go with that, not knowing your financial background. Typically, there's, you know, three different main types of annuities out there. One is a variable annuity, puts mutual funds inside an insurance account. They call them sub-accounts. You pay a bunch of fees. We discourage a lot of clients from those because the internal fees are typically 3-4% on there. And there's things you could do money management-wise a lot cheaper. So one variable annuity, probably run, just in my humble opinion. There's two other kind of annuities, and it seems like this is the one you were leaning towards there, Jacob. So one is just called a fixed rate annuity. So right now, like a 5-year fixed rate annuity, you can get over 5.5% on your money. The Fed's expected to cut interest rates. Your money's in be safe, be insured. An insurance company pay you around 5.5% or more for the next 5 years. So even if rates come down in the near term, you don't care because you're still earning 5.5%, more than banks, more than treasuries. That can make sense for your safe fixed rate type of money. The other type of annuity out there that's insured and safe, so it's called an index annuity. Instead of paying you a flat fixed rate, it will link your money to the market for your interest. And if the market goes up, let's say you have a 10% cap. Market goes up 8%, well, you get 8 because 10% was your cap. Market goes up like last year, 24%, well, you only get 10 because 10 was your cap. Now, the thing that I think you're thinking of, Jacob, is market declines any one given year, then market goes down 20%, like in 2022, well, you just get a zero. You don't lose anything, including any prior year's interest that you earned. So Jacob, you know, whether an annuity makes sense for you or not, let's take that index annuity side of it here, is, you know, we've got a really good rally at the end of last year, starting in the first quarter of this year in 2024. So if you want to take some chips off the table, but still be linked to some of the upside of the market, reduce your risk, it could make sense for you. But once again, if it's within the construct of an overall plan, it's not just a product sale along the way. So, Jacob, if you have any questions on that, we're happy to take a look at that for you.
All right. Thank you so much for the question. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. This is Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart from Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. CrystalLakeTax.com. That's CrystalLakeTax.com. And Mike and I will be back with more episodes here later on in the month of April. We'll catch you next time here on Retirement Success Blueprint.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Crystal Lake Tax and Financial and Sound Income Strategies, LLC, are not associated entities. Crystal Lake Tax and Financial is a franchise of the Retirement Income Source. The Retirement Income Source and Sound Income Strategies, LLC, are associated entities.